Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go in the huddle. Allow me to read you this quote. We don't do this to lose. We don't do this for anybody's fantasy football team. We don't do this for anybody's draft projections.
None of that matters to us.
The only thing that matters is winning.
That's all we want to do. Antonio Pierce.
Ding, ding, ding. You don't win anything, but you are correct because the Raiders did snap a 10-game losing streak. They beat the Jags 19-14 on Sunday. I think everybody would be happy for them.
Did you see, to this point, because you're talking about draft picks, did you guys see Adam Schefter yesterday make the, I don't know, like he insinuated basically that Philadelphia should not be trying to set records for Saquon Barkley because they'll be playing the Giants in Week 18? And they should want to screw up the Giants draft picks. They should want to let the Giants win and not play Saquon. Well, and I was like, dude, that is diabolical.
Yeah, that's,
that is rough.
That's he also came after Doug Gottlieb the other day.
Oh man, he body bagged Doug Gottlieb.
Schefter.
Absolutely body bagged Doug Gottlieb.
I saw his name in the headlines, but I was
he tweeted Schefter tweeted about Dion, Michael Vick and Sacramento State and the NIL. And Gottlieb, who is now a basketball coach, but still a media member, still does a radio show, popped off. And then Schefter basically was like, hey, man, you're like last.
Yeah, you got like a 1-10 conference record.
Yeah, you should probably worry about coaching and not Twitter. And
dude, bodied him.
And then,
funny because it's Doug Gottlieb.
I know this is the NFL in the huddle, but then Gottlieb also decided, because I think he's coaching for UW Green Bay, maybe.
Yeah, it's one of the,
But he decided to pop off about nameless teams, like bad teams that you play at a conference, and then he, in turn, lost. And that was all, like, that happened on a Saturday night or Sunday morning with the Schefter stuff, and then Monday night they lost that game.
Yeah.
So it was a bad stretch for little Doug Gottlieb, probably worse than his time at Notre Dame.
Mm.
So what do you think the Cowboys do now going forward with Mike McCarthy? This team showed a ton of fight. That game was crazy by the time I think I ended up getting home to see it on Sunday Night Football where they beat Tampa Bay. And great plays by their secondary. What, I think it was a couple of interceptions, two
Deron
of them.
Bland.
Jordan Lewis, and then Deron Bland's was
actually just ripping.
Yeah, he just took it away.
Out-muscling the ball away.
That's want to, Tiff, right?
Rashad White. I think they got to bring him back. And of all three of us on the show, I was the one sitting here probably a month ago going, dude, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. Let
Told
him go.
You. Told
and,
you.
And, yeah, is that what you want to do here? You want to set that precedent? No, I think
really.
That Mike McCarthy, I think he deserves a shot. Because, guys, the inside of an NFL locker room, right, to get players to play hard is almost impossible in that situation. So you bring back McCarthy because you know that the guys want to play hard for him. You know that he knows the problems of this team. And you also know, given his track record, that he knows how to get it right.
So this is his he's 49-33 in Dallas, McCarthy. He went 6-10. Then he had three straight 12-5 seasons, and now he's at 7-8. I was listening to this. I was listening to the Sirius XM NFL channel the other night, yesterday, and Logan Ryan who I think works with you guys at CBS, Steph, I'm not sure. I know he works at one of those stations, and I couldn't remember which one he said. But he was like, they got to fire him. He's proven to me that he's nothing but a regular season coach. Well, I'm bullish on that because the guy, yes, he is 1-3 in Dallas in the postseason, but he's 11-11. You guys won 11 postseason games, including a Super Bowl. He's the only guy that was able to take Aaron Rodgers to a Super Bowl. So for all the love that Aaron, you know, everybody wants to give Aaron Rodgers credit for that, not McCarthy. The year they did do it, they had more injuries. You remember that year, unfortunately.
Mm. Why?
Which was 2010. Because 2010, they came in here and beat us.
I know.
But I don't know the hate. I don't understand the hatred for Mike McCarthy.
I
really don't. I don't understand it. The guy has won 174 games as a coach.
Well, you got to take it back to where it was 2 months ago when this thing was going completely off the rails. I mean, look at how they looked against Atlanta. They looked absolutely lifeless when they walked into here, dude. And the bottom line is, you're about to get Zach Martin off the books. I think he's going to retire. I mean, shed a tear. Pour one out for Zach Martin, one of the greatest to ever do it at the guard position. He has not been good this season. Injuries, whatever else it is, want to, not been good. Get him off the books. And look, you can move forward, but he's the kind of guy that you only usually have a small window where you as a head coach can get your guys to play hard. And then when thing goes off the rail, when things go south, that's when players start saying, I'm not playing hard. Right now, he has proven the ability to do that long term, to get guys who play hard for him. And I think that says a lot about his character inside that locker room.
When we come back here on the morning shift, we have some more thoughts on the Falcons and the Commanders. What did Coach Raheem Morris think of the Bucks' loss to the Cowboys? That's next here.
We
on the
also have a mic'd up.
Yeah. I can't read the rundown today.
Yeah, that's all right. We've only been doing this for 2 years, and then mic'd up's been at 7:40 every time.
Hey, this hour brought to you by Zero, smart, lasting, clean.
We also have a mic'd up coming up. If you guys didn't see the interaction between Andre Drummond and Victor Wembanyama, let me tell you something. One of the craziest ordeals last night in that game. I might have a different take than you'll expect, though. That's coming up next. That's going to be on Mic'd Up on the Morning Show Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.